Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. We'll start off with roll call first. Bonnie Martello. Deb Butler. Here. Don Anderson. Here. Eric Stern. Here. Marieke Beck. Here. Pete Wiseman. Juliet Balsam. Jody Foley. Pat Schlaw. Here. Audrey Hinman. Ed Smith is not here either. Joyce Wittenberg.
Here.
Okay, so we do not. One, two, we're not voting anyways today. Oh, we do have a quorum. Majority. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're right on the cusp. Okay. And then non-committee members, I've got Sonia Gavin, Kurt White, Rex Rank is here for Ed Smith, and then April Sparks on behalf of Jody Foley for MHS. Is there anyone else I'm missing? Okay, great. This is going to be short and sweet, guys, because fourth quarter, and I do apologize in advance for sending out such a short notice. And this kind of falls into the segues into the next agenda item, which is the mission of RIM and records and information management as well, too, through the Secretary of State's office. I have our folks and myself have absorbed another a division within the Secretary of State called Administrative Rules. So we are onboarding staff to help get some cross-training done and stuff like that. So I put records management aside for the last few months to help absorb those duties and for myself to be onboarding for Administrative Rules and be a manager for that as well, too. So I do apologize for the short notice, and I appreciate all you guys coming here. And I did bring some treats at the end of the table there, and you guys can feel free to take some when you leave, or you can mill around here if you don't want to go back to your office by 11 or something. That's up to you, and we can still have like an informal meeting out there in the hallway if you want to. So the mission of RIM is basically it goes along with the State Records Committee's duties and responsibilities too, which is we want to stay at the forefront of records management and best practices. We discussed this the last meeting as well, too, for best practices, and we know that best practices now and have been for a few years now have been to go more digital or electronic and go less paper-based. And so the Secretary of State's office in 18, we are going to be coming up with some ideas and through this State Records Committee try to possibly get some legislation through in 19 to prep for that, to have longer term paper documents digitized, whether they're stored at your office, warehouse, the overflow at Montana Records Management, etc. That is the industry based standard for records now is scanning them in, making them, whether they're PDF archived, just the images themselves, and those can be deemed the official records. So we're looking at ways to work with – I still have to meet with ITSD folks, Pete and Audrey and Ron Baldwin as well, to try and figure out an avenue to do it as the most efficiently, most effectively, cost-efficient as well, too, for agencies, because we all know that most of us agencies have been – strapped for money. Budgets are you know, pretty slim right now, and probably not, you know, I can't foresee the future here, but I don't think anyone's going to get a huge cash infusion of money to be like, oh, I can afford to digitize my 2,000 boxes. It costs a lot of money to digitize that stuff, whether you're hiring a temp or you're going to have RIM do it, or you're going to use a vendor to do this as well, too. It costs some money to scan that stuff in and make sure it's indexed correctly. So, but we're hoping through the Secretary of State's office and in working with the State Records Committee that we can come up with a good piece of law that basically says we got to start doing something with the paper-based materials. Filming is one way, but it's that filming is becoming more antiquated now. So it's digitizing is kind of the place to go and getting a good piece of software. I know ITSD has the Perceptive Lexmark solution. So, that's a possibility, and the cost sharing with that could bring, you know, instead of storing boxes, off site and paying a lot of money for that, we possibly could be paying less money for that, storing it electronically. But it's that conversion process that's going to cost the most money to get it to electronic and then get it stored into electronic version. So with that being said, too, I wanted to also, and I see that there's not many people here from that, Deb Butler, Don Anderson, Jody Foley, Pete Wiseman, and Rachel Young, they are the subcommittee for disposals and retention schedules. That they are the ones that approve or disprove those requests coming in to dispose of records or to say, hey, I want to change up my retention schedule, or I've got new items to add to my agency-specific schedule. These guys have done an amazing job this year. The turnaround time has been awesome. I don't think it's ever been any less days out than before. I mean, we're usually, if you guys are sending us a disposal request, it's within 5 to 10 business days that we're getting those turned around. And it's no thanks to those folks on the subcommittee. And I just wanted to applaud you and thank you very much for staying on top of that too. That's been really awesome. This whole year has been great with that. MHS has been really fast on, for the most part, be quick to review those historical records that you guys put exceptions on, and to kind of review those to make sure you don't want them before they destroy them, and you guys pick through the stuff that you do want. Another thing for RIM as well, too, microfilm cameras. I don't know if any of you guys shop on the Montana Surplus site. We do have some of our cameras for sale on there. I already talked to MHS, Jody, and she said they weren't interested in the cameras, but we're getting rid of some of that old antiquated equipment because we are moving towards digital now and we're moving away from microfilm. So there are microfilm cameras that are available on the State Surplus website. These are old cameras. They've been maintained really well, but we did lose one of our folks that was able to maintain those. And so if they break down, we're no longer filming. So if you guys have filming needs or anything like that, contact me and let me know too, because I do have another outfit that does that. If you're still filming, I don't know who is still filming. Pete, you're here. Okay.
I apologize for
that. No, you're fine. Just got to mark you up. And this is not on this meeting agenda, but if you want to just write it in there on a blank, Joyce Wittenberg was going to talk just for a minute or so about, is it April? April, about, is it Records Month? So I'll let you go ahead and talk about that.
Okay. And really all I wanted to do was just make sure that everyone was aware that April is Records Management Month, so that you can start thinking about it now. For last October, which is October 10th, Electronic Records Day, and we did a lot of promo at DEQ, and we plan on doing the same for April. So good time to get the word out about records management.
And yeah. Pete, you're just in time. Anything that, on your end that you want to talk about for ITSD? Otherwise, we can wrap this up, and we're here basically statutorily for the fourth quarter meeting. There wasn't a whole lot to talk about, so I just wanted to do this anyways, and I threw it kind of together real fast. So, or does anyone have any questions, comments, concerns, issues, anything like that? And I wanted to welcome Pat Schlaw from Department of Corrections. In his place last time was Kim Tim. Kim Tim. Love that. Okay. Kimberly Tim, okay, I apologize. Kimberly Tim was here last time in his place. He was on the road or out on work or something like that, but he's here now, and he's on this rotation until September of 19 as well, too, with the other new folks as well. So welcome aboard, Pat. Appreciate you coming. Yes. If no one else has anything, you guys can either hang out here and we can go in the hallway and have some treats, or you can head back to your office if you need to. Otherwise, meeting adjourned. Guys, meeting adjourned.